A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term, and that her penalty is paid, that she has received double for all her iniquity. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of God shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades. When the breath of God blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers. The flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. It gets you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear, say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Holy One comes with might, and God's arm is strong. God will feed the flock like a shepherd, and will gather the lambs in her arms, and carry them in her bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Herein is wisdom. Now a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, beloved of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of God, make the path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but that one will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Herein is good news.